Timothy. So what does the old pastor say to the young pastor? I'm grateful. I remember you constantly in prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. For I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of self-discipline. May the Lord bless to our hearts the reading of his word. What a week, what a month, what a year. There seems to be no end to the anger and hatred and violence and fear that engulfs our nation and world. From ISIS crisis in Libya and the Middle East, the daily dose of shootings from Detroit, the contentious spirit with no end in sight in the political arena, perpetual dissension about ways to save Flint. Those calls for peace through diversity have fallen upon deaf ears. God gave us a spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline. And yet, it seems to have all become what's in it for me. Black History Month recalls James Baldwin's essay, The Fire Next Time, and he noted his struggle to live in New York's Harlem. Yes, it does mean something to be born in a white country. You very soon know without knowing it, giving up all hope of communion, the universe, which is not merely the stars and moon and planets, flowers, grass, and trees, but other people, has evolved no terms for your existence, has made no room for you. And if love will not swing wide the gates, no other power will or can. The answer, my friend, is not born in the winds of dissension, despair, or contrived diversity, but in seeking to achieve a hope in which we see where and how those gates of love will or may be swung open. I believe the answer is found in the Word. Jesus' disciples asked, increase our faith, Jesus. If only we had more faith, we could overcome any obstacles that divide us. And Jesus answered, you have the faith. Just do it. Take action. Act upon the faith you've been given. So Paul tells Timothy, rekindle your faith, the gift of the Holy Spirit, as you were baptized. The Spirit gives believers power and love and self-discipline. Now Paul knew the obstacles that were going to face Timothy, false prophets, phony teachers, ridicule, persecution. And a lot of hard to grieve for our Christian brothers and sisters suffering in the Middle East and Asia. As the churches burn in Egypt, members slaughtered in Libya, Tunisia, Pakistan, Iraq, crosses torn down all over China. Old Tom Paul told young Timothy, hold to the standard, Jesus Christ. So this old one today tells you the old story of Jesus and his love. It began on that mountaintop with those three disciples. Peter, James, John. They went to sleep, of course, but they were awakened by a vision. Here's Moses, the lawgiver, Elijah, the prophet, and they're talking to Jesus, who's engulfed with a dazzling white, the Shekinah, that same Shekinah that had led the people of Israel through the desert. Jesus was transfigured. Peter said, Rabbi, can we make three booths? And all of a sudden, this cloud came, overshadowed them. In the midst of the cloud, they heard this voice. This is my son, my beloved. Listen to him. Why is it today we have so much trouble listening to God's word? Brian Northcott noted, for a right-brained person, Jesus is the relationship of the heart, spiritual lover, friend, felt presence, companion on the road, lover of soul. Right-brained persons walk the paths of darkness, temptation, and evil, knowing that Jesus is with them. As as the psalmist put it, they cried to the Lord and he answered them. He spoke to them in the pillar of the cloud, and they kept his decrees. For the psalmist, the heart was the focal point of the intellectual, spiritual, physical, emotional, volitional. The focal point of everything that mattered. A unifying force for your life. For the left-brain person, Christ is the center. The still point of a turning world. Stephen Hawking wrote in his brief time of history, if we ever finally understand the mysteries of this universe, we will have attained the final triumph of human reason. Of course, he added, we will then understand the mind of God. God is the creative force behind it all. Paul said this, Jesus Christ is the great unifying force in all of life. He swings wide the gates of love. For in him, all things are held together. Do you see me in the Lord? Do you see the Lord in me? E.T. Niles was a great preacher in Salem. And he once asked the congregation, how many of you know a person who's not a Christian? Then he said, raise your hands. Now, I suspect if I asked you to raise your hands, you could all probably raise your hand that you know someone's not a Christian. In fact, 13.8 million Americans have never met a Christian. Niles went on to say, think about that person. Does it make you feel sad? Jesus Christ is the only one who is able to swing wide the gates, to create communion, the love between peoples, to fan those flames of faith that Paul talked about. One of the privileges I had as an executive of the Synod, Southern California, Hawaii, was to host all the dignitaries that came through. Bishop Dutu was one of those. He was invited to speak, and some 1,500 turned out that day at the church. Once he was asked how he could stand all that persecution he was enduring in South Africa. And his response was this, it is as if I was in the center of a circle standing, and about me were flames of fire. The flames of the fire of the prayers of millions of Christians around the world, giving me the power to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. The story is told about God and the devil chatting. The devil is trying to tell God about that sinner. Don't you see that sinner now? Aren't you going to do something about that? No answer from God. I don't see the sinner. What do you mean you don't see the sinner? He's not there sinning right in front of you. What's the matter with you? Frustrated, the devil demanded, God, look harder. Exasperated, finally the devil said, why can't you see the sinner? God replied, Jesus is standing in the way. God looks at us through Jesus Christ, who's sitting at the right hand of God, judging the living and the dead. Whether you find Jesus to be a great truth of life or the lover of your soul, you have been commissioned to be a Christ-bearer to this world. My friends, listen. This morning you're on holy ground. Christ is here present. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, Creator, Ruler, Redeemer. How is he here? Through our minds. Puts those ideas in our minds. It gives us vision, this ability to distinguish between the important and unimportant. Through our wills, when we give him our will, we admit we're weak, need his help, his strength to meet every day. And he comes to fill us with new desire. Not my will, but thine be done. Through our emotions, from that dull ache of loneliness through the trough of criticism and failure, he comes to comfort us. He raises his hand to calm the winds and waves of our turbulent emotions. He makes clear values. He makes us aware of others' needs. His peace makes it known to us that we are loved. Through our imaginations, inwardly perceiving that gentle love of God in Jesus. Joan of Arc described it, when God speaks, there will always be something surprising, distinctive, lasting, forever. And through our memories, mother, grandmother, God now living, love consists of equal parts of memory and intuition. The experience of faith, you remember with gratitude the goodness of God. For Christ calls upon us to act upon our faith. To those whom we encounter, we simply must ask of ourselves and of them, do you see the Lord in me? Listen. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. We come again to this table in thanksgiving. We've been given the gift of a life, an eternal life. We celebrate that with the bread of life and the wine of salvation, enabling us to swing wide the gates of love and be Christ bearers to our neighbors. It is by the Spirit that we can say, here I am, Lord, send me. Friends, a message from an old man. You have